Okay, so we're doing Tosos or in Pesachim Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Chutz mi bracha hasmucha l'chavrata. The big Tosos. So basically, the sugya is about that typically a bracha begins and ends with Baruch. Okay, it starts with Baruch and it ends with Baruch. That's the typical rule. Long brachas. Start with Baruch and end with Baruch. Except a bracha hasmucha l'chavrata. That's one exception. Bracha which is samach to the previous bracha. So that bracha doesn't need to start with the baruch. It somehow leans on the end of the previous bracha. So Tosa says, Pirush, lefi shechasam barishona, since you ended with the first bracha with the baruch, ein tzorech leftoach hashnei baruch, you don't have to begin the second one with the baruch. Right? It's like it's mitzuraf to the baruch of the previous bracha, and it's not necessary to now say baruch. It's clear you just said baruch. Okay. Now he's like this. Now he's going to start taking some examples. Ubi bracha shall achar haftorah b'tzor kol ha'olamim ad shekod var v'mesvot tzedek. So in the bracha of haftorah in the end, shekod var v'mesvot tzedek ne'eman, right? So ne'eman, v'yesh hefzik ma'asorim v'maslo ne'eman ato. So then there's a hefzik ma'asorim and it begins ne'eman ato. Ve'in sham bracha lo b'chasimas arishon, lo b'sichas hashnir. Right? So let's see here. Let me pull that up here. That may be helpful. Let's say brachos of Torah. Let's see if this works out. What about this? Okay. Oh, here. Perfect. Okay, so let me share the screen with you guys. That would be interesting. Let's try that. Share screen. Okay. So you guys see that? Okay. So this first bracha, Baruch Hashem Yehovah, Shorkel and Tzadu Cholderos, Akel HaNaman, HaOmer V'Osem Damer Mekash, Kod V'Rav V'Mes V'Tzadek. Right? So that looks like that's the end of a bracha. Right? So, but it doesn't end with the Baruch. Right? Doesn't end with the Baruch. And then the next one says, Ne'eman Ato Hashem Elokeinu. And it doesn't start with the Baruch. So these are like back to back. And normally you're saying is the reason why you don't need a Baruch in the beginning of the second Bracha is because you're, according to Tosfos at least, because you're relying on the Baruch at the end of the previous Bracha. But there is no Baruch at the end of the previous Bracha. See, I guess according to Rashi, if you recall, he held that you're relying on the Baruch at the beginning of the first Bracha. So then you could say that's good. This original baruch will count for the Nema. But Tosus learns that it's because you have to mention every bracha start of the baruch, unless it's mitzuraf to a bracha, a sequence of brachas, and a mitzuraf to the previous one, but there's no baruch at the end of the previous one. So that's what's bothering him. Right? That's what's bothering him. Okay, you guys with me? Okay. So see that means
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so he says... It seems that it's really all one bracha. Because it's really all talking about the ne'amanos and the truth, the trustworthiness and truth of Hashem. The fact that there is a hefsek, because the tzibur used to stop there, and to say shavach, right? Okay, so he's saying is that in fact this is really all one big bracha, from Baruch all the way until Kel Neman Chadurav, one long bracha. And this is not, even though there's a gap here, which he said there's a hefsek in the machzor, and ours also have it. There's a gap. He's saying it's not a gap because it's a bracha. And you'll notice in Shul, Chadurav Mesut said that no one says Amen there. So Tosus is saying, I think that's probably based on the Tosus, saying it's not a new bracha. It's really one continuous bracha. This is all talking about Surakal and Sevachal. It's like Naaman HaOmer V'Ozer Na'avakavim. Right? He's Naaman, Naaman Ato Hashem Elokeinu. It's elaborating on his Naamanus and his truth, trustworthiness. Right? That's what the bracha is about. He's a tzaddik. He's a Naaman. So an I, there's a gap because it used to be. Apparently, as Masechet Sofrim, it says that that's a place where the tzibur elaborated and gave more shavach. So because there was a place, which I guess we don't have this minhag, where the tzibur used to insert shavach there, so there was a gap, but not a gap like. Gap here because it's the end of a bracha, it would be like there's a gap between Ritzei and Vesechazana. You might think it's a different bracha because it says Ritzei Vesechazana, but that's just a gap to make room for Yalviyava. But it's not that it's a new bracha, it's really one continual bracha. Right? We're all right, modim and ve'al hakal. So we have a gap because of al nisim, but it's really one continuous bracha. Right? Yeah.
So what about the bracha following it then? The one that begins with rachim.
Oh, see that one. See this one here ends Baruch Hashem Hakel Neman B'chol Devarav. That ends with a Baruch, Baruch HaTashem. And then the next one starts with a start. It doesn't need to start with a Baruch because it's Smucha. It's on the heels. At least it is relying on the Baruch at the end of this Baruch. At the end of Neman. The problem is that Neman can't rely on the Baruch at the end of the previous one because there is no Baruch at the end of the previous one. Right? But Rachim relies on the end of Baruch HaShem, and then Samchenu relies on the end of Baruch HaShem Asimach Siyam Bevaneha, and Al Torah relies on the end of Baruch HaShem Magen David. So that's usually the way it goes. Like in all the Baruchas of Shemon Esrei, Rafainu relies on Baruch HaShem Gal Yisrael. So whenever there's a Baruch at the end of the previous one, you don't have to. But that's what's bothering Tosis, is Neman doesn't have a Baruch at the end of the previous one. So that's why Tosis is positing that really it's all one Baruch. Okay, it's all one bracha. This whole thing here, from the beginning all the way until Kel Nemo Chol Devarav, is all one long bracha. And the fact there's a gap, don't believe the gap. Okay, and you'll see in the Siddurim, in the Art Scroll, in the whatever, the Tzibor, they don't say Amen. Okay, it's not one bracha. It's not two brachas. You know, it might look like it. And now he says, I'll prove it to you. Rebechim, Ashmaz in the bracha achas. Dekamar, demathir, mevarech, sheva brachos, kneged sheva kruim. So it says in Masechta Sofrim that you have seven brachas left Torah, can I get the seven kruim readers in the laning? Here's Bekiyas Torah, but still itself, right? So Bekiyas Torah, the beginning and the end, you had seven kruim, right? Seven kruim Bekiyas Torah. The achas of Nea Torah. I'm sorry. So kruim, no, I'm sorry, yes. It says, this is what it says, that there are seven, the maftir is mevarach, sheva brachos, can I get sheva kruim? Okay, what does that mean? Give me a second. The Kriyas HaTorah Tchilah V'Sof. There's two in Kriyas HaTorah, two, one in the beginning, one in the end. The Achas of Haftorah, and one before the Haftorah, right? There's one bracha at the beginning of Haftorah. Yes, this is one bracha. And then he says, and there are four brachas at the end of the Haftorah. We're a total of seven. Again, they used to only have one bracha at the beginning of laning, one bracha at the end of laning. So that's one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end, that's two. Then the bracha before the Haftorah is three. Then you've got this one, this whole thing here, to Baruch Tashem Kel Neman is four, and Rachim is five, Samchinu is six, and Al Torah is seven. But if you're going to tell me Neman is a separate bracha, then it's really eight. Then how are you getting seven? There's no way to have seven. So that's he's bringing as a further raya that really Neman is part of the previous bracha. So that's his argument. He's saying, first of all, the content is really one continuous idea about Nemanos. Second of all, if it were separate bracha, it should start with a Baruch. And third of all, the number in the Masechta Sofrim also works out that it has to be seven, that there's seven, and therefore it only counts, the only way you get seven is if you count those two as really one. Okay? Interesting, right? Okay. Right. Okay. So I don't know if there's much of a svara here to say, as much as he's just, it's interesting, like detective work that the Tosis is doing, right? Even though the Machzorim has the gap, he says you can't just always believe the Machzorim. Sometimes these Machzorim are based upon other things, right? And even though I guess in Tosham also doesn't seem like they would put in these Piyutim or whatever it is, but it seems like in the time of the Machzorim they did, and the Machzorim are based upon that old thing, and they never really corrected it. Right? Right. Okay, fine. Okay, good. It's funny, he calls them Machzorim. For us, I feel like in modern day, you know, Jewish heritage, we call Machzorim things that you use on Yantif. And the things you use on Shabbos, Siddurim. Okay? But I guess he's calling them Machzorim. He's calling even the other Shabbos ones that are a Machzor. So, right, I think. I don't know. I've never heard of a normal Siddur or a Shabbos Siddur called a Machzor. I don't know. I haven't.
Machzor Vitri is just a sitter, right?
Oh, okay, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, it's in common parlance, though. It's not, right? It's not used that way. But, you know, Tosis isn't bound by common parlance, I guess, right? Okay, so I'm going to stop sharing, okay? I hate to stop sharing, but, you know. That's what it tells me to do. Okay. Okay, good. So let us carry on. Okay, so what does it say? Now it's going to get interesting. So now he wants to know about Hashav Brachos. Okay? So maybe let me pull those up also. Wow, I could share again. This is fun. One second. Here's Sheva Brachos. Let me get that. Okay, Sheva Brachos. Text. Okay, let's see how all this works out. That worked out very well. Oh, beautiful. Okay. Once again, very nice. Okay, very nice. Hold on here. Let me share again. Okay, share screen. Okay, good. So now he's going to do the Sheva Brachos, okay? Sheva Brachos. So now he says like this. V'sheva Brachos shel nisuin. Okay? Sheakol bar al-chvoda. V'yotar adam. V'asher yotar adam. Right? So it says Sheakol b'chvar al-chvoda. Brachos 2 or 1, depending on how you count it. Starts with the Baruch. Yotar adam starts with the Baruch. Asher yotar adam salmo starts with the Baruch. Right? They all start with Baruchs. Notice. Then Sos Tosis doesn't start with the Baruch. Right? Sos Tosis doesn't because arguably it's Samach Tavarach Toshim Yotar adam. Samech to Samach doesn't start the Baruch because it's going on the Samach to the Baruch Hashem Asim Bavaneha. And then the final Bracha does start the Baruch Hashem Kel Hashem Asim Simcha, which arguably shouldn't need it because you just went from Seth Chasan Bechala. Right?
Okay.
And arguably you could say, the Bracha 2 and 3 or 2 and 3 or 3 and 4 don't need it either because they're also Samach. Right? Like certainly four, bracha four should just start Asher Yatzar Hashem Mitzrayim. So Samach Yatzar Adam, to just say Asher Yatzar Hashem Mitzrayim, right? Adar Hashem Yatzar Adam. So bracha four is really arguable a problem. So this is what Tosfos is taking up now. So he says again, Hashem Yatzar Nesuin Shakol Baral Chvodo, which on our list here is number 2, Yatzar Adam. I just want to mention. Well, why do I keep saying on our list? There's two different ways. I think this is true. That depending on how Sheva Brachos are done, and under the chuppah or at a Sheva Brachos ceremony, at a meal, it's different. Because under the chuppah, Shabbat pretty often is the first one. But I believe on benching, you make a Shabbat pregafen as the final one. Right? The mezamein does the last one of Shabbat pregafen. So that's just a matter of, you know, whether it's part of the meal or not part of the meal, or all the kos, whatever. So the list I'm going with here, the numbering I'm going with is the numbering which I have on the screen here, which is the numbering under the chuppah, where the first one is Bar Piragafa. Okay, so just to clarify so I'm going to continue talking like that. Okay, so now, so he says like this, back to Tosfos. He says, where is it going here? So he says, V'shev rochosh al nesu in shakol bar al chvodo. It's number 2. Yotzer Adam, number 3. Vasher Yotzer Adam, number 4. Sheposcha Mibarach, and they all start with Barach, right? Here's Rashi B'Ksuvas. So Rashi in Ksuvas explains it. Okay, maybe we'll look at this Rashi, but he says like this. Shakol Barach Vodo, number 2. Shakol Barach Vodo, Niskino La'asif Asa'am. It's really set up for the gathering of the people. Right, you see all these people gathered together at the wedding, and you say Shakol Bar Lechvodo that Hashem created everything for His kavod. Okay, but you're wrong. Ila Omer Mishas Asifa, and really that bracha you should have said right when you gathered, right when everyone entered into the wedding hall. Right, doesn't need to be in the middle of the chuppah. The bracha b'nei'atzmo is its own independent bracha. L'chein Yotzer Adam and Yotzer Adam also lo hoya le'itzricha. You didn't need to say it. Yomar Asher Yatzar Acharam. You already say Asher Yatzar Asadam Itzalma. Right afterwards, the number 4. So why do you have to mention number 3? Yatzar Adam, isn't it repetitive? Elo Lahat Yashtei Yitziros Signua. But the reason why they set it up is because you want to mention 2 Yitziros. Right? You want to mention 2 Yitziros, there's Yatzar Adam, and then Asher Yatzar Itzalma. Right? Nikdimua La Asher Yatzar, and you have that. They put Asher Yatzar second, they put Yatzar the first. Vaharahi. Kimo la'atzma. So they want to have 2 yitziros, and they basically wanted, they said Asher Yotzer Adam first, but it's really, it's like its own separate bracha. because really you don't even need it. Really, you should have just said Asher, whatever. You only need the second one before bracha number four. So therefore, when you put in number three, it's like unto itself, and therefore it has a baruch. Right? Okay, it's a little strange. The Asher bara and the last bracha Asher bara should put sechas baruch. The fisha omer osa levada k'shem panu chadashos. Okay. So he says that no, there's an easier reason. Because that bracha is an easier one. Because when there's no panu chadasha, so you don't do all the other brachas. You just do ashebar sasam simcha and bar b'yag elfen. So ashebar sasam simcha isn't going to be smicha l'chavar talan. Right? So even though in sheva brachas, under the chuppah, it's smucha to the other ones. But when you do that bracha, sometimes it comes on its own without being smicha l'chavar talan. And since you don't want to change the tzura depending upon whether there's, ben chadashos or whatever, that's going to get confusing for everybody. So you have to have a fixed tzura. So the fixed tzura is going to put in a baruch because sometimes you need it. So since sometimes you need it, you just always have it. Okay? So that's clear. That makes good sense, that final one. The other ones are kind of cryptic. He's saying, Shakol baruch vodo. You're just saying that when people gather. In theory, you could have even said earlier. But whatever, you put it here. But so what? You don't treat us more. And Yotzer Adam, that's really repetitive because you say Hashem says it's Alma. So what do you even need it for? We want to say two of Yotzer Adam, so we say two of them. Okay, but we say two of them. Still, the first one is totally separate than the second one. And that doesn't, also is not really considered smucha. But I mean, why not? I mean, first of all, bottom line is you're doing them, they're niskan to do them in this Seder, right? I mean, well, they are set up that way, it seems. Shevrahos, right? So it's not that convincing, right? Okay, so let's read a little bit further. Rabbeinu Tam Omer, Dehashah Kol Bar Al Chvodo V'Yotzer Adam, L'Kach Boseach Barach, B'Loch HaSima. So Rabbeinu Tam, I guess, doesn't like Rashi's answers, and he has a different reason why Yotzer Adam, Shekol Baruch Hu and Yotzer Adam have to have a Baruch. Okay, why two and three have to have a Baruch? The Kappa is a Baruch, Pelochas, Yimashem Kitzaros, because they're short, Kama Baruch HaZaperos, Omitzos, Upsichosam, Zuyach Zimasam, right? So he's saying, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do Baruch HaTu? Just say Shekol Baruch Hu? And then what? For bracha three, say Yotzer Adam, just the word Yotzer Adam. I mean, you can't leave out. Well, let's say you say number three is Samach Tito. So there be any bracha. So what are you gonna do? You do two bracha Toshin Yalchim Shakol Baruch Vado, and then what? Yotzer Adam. You can't just say Yotzer Adam. You need a bracha. So the Paseach with Baruch issue is when it's a long bracha, you could leave out the Baruch Hashem like five. So it's Tassis. It's Galakara. So you could have said. So it's whatever, so you don't need to say it. But that's a long bracha. A long bracha you could do without the first bracha, Baruch, you have the last bracha. But what do you think? In the third bracha, how in the world was Rashi even talking about? Why is it not smuchel chavrta? You shouldn't need the Baruch. Comes along Rashi and gives you a tarot. Rabbeinu Tam saying, no, it's a short bracha. The whole discussion about long brachas, sure, about whether brachas have to start with baruch or not, is talking about long brachas. Long brachas, which have a chasima, you also need a psicha. You're saying that, you don't need it if it's smucha. But short brachas, the psicha is the chasima. You cannot have a chasima, you need to have a bracha, you need to have something. So that is Rabbeinu Tam's answer, but it makes you wonder what was Rashi thinking? What was Rashi bothered by? Right? Okay, let's read a teeny bit more. And then he says, Yashay, now this is still Rabbeinu Tam. Yashay Yatzar Asadam, Tzorach Liftoch Baruch. So what about Yashay Yatzar Asadam? That's a long one, number four. Why does that have to start with the Baruch? She'im loha yaposeach hayinira kol bracha achas. Because if it didn't start with the Baruch, if you just said three, Baruch Dajan Echom Yotzar Adam, and then you didn't do Baruch, and you just said, Yashay Yatzar Asadam, it's Alma. And then it sounds like three and four are really one bracha, right? Because they're both talking about Adam. Yotzer Adam, Ashi Yotzer Adam, Talmud. It wouldn't be clear that it's a different bracha. So he says Tassus, he's like, it's clear. It's nothing to do with the previous thing. But three and four are too similar that if you'd leave out a baruch, you'd have a problem on your hands. Right? Okay. Bracha. Yeah. Okay. So that's it. That's basically that. So this is the segment which we're going to be taking up. So the segment is this whole thing. All these shavrachos, right? That's basically the issue. Okay. That's basically the issue. Okay. So we got Rashi and Ksuvos, and then we're going to have Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam is making an excellent point. I guess we're going to have to figure out what Rashi does at that point. Right, Rabbeinu Tam is just simpler. His first point is simpler. They're short brachos. And the second one is also kind of simple. Is you don't want to spill a chavrata. It has to be nicker that it's different brachos. If it's going to make it look like it's one long bracha, then that's going to undermine, right? That's kind of what you're trying to do. Okay. Let me see here. How do I pause?
I don't get the reasoning behind not wanting it to look like the same bracha, because then wouldn't that apply to almost all the other cases too, where you have two brachos?
Well, it has to be that the two things are like the same theme, right? Like you don't normally have that. Mm-hmm. You know, like here he's saying is that Asher Yotzer Adam and Asher Yotzer HaZalim Etzalmo are mamish like the same theme. So since they're the same theme, so that makes it like you have, that's why you have to make, you know, it looks like they're the same bracha. But if you have like, Reven, Nid, Reven, Nanshal, Kikach, Azakat, Rav, Hashem, Goy, Yisrael, Refa'inu, Hashem, and Rafa. I mean, there's no one's going to think Refa'inu is part of Goy, Yisrael. It's a different idea. Right? Something like that. But if you're going to have, when you have these brachos, Yotzer Adam and Asher Yotzer Adam and Salmo are so similar that it's going to really be seen that way. Right?
Yes.
If it weren't for Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't even have to make these remarks. Yeah. Like, it seems so obvious when you're looking at the brachos, like that's the way it's got to be.
Yes, I know. I know. That's part of Rashi's really the challenge here, right? I know. Sure.
Except for the last one. And the last one is because sometimes you say it on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, right. The last one's a good answer for Rashi. A good answer for the last one, right? But Tosas doesn't seem to argue on that, right? It seems like Tosas is okay with that answer also. Right? He's not addressing the last one, so arguably he accepts that one.
Yeah, and that one's like in line with the way he's like going. He's explaining all the others. Like, it's just, well, what else would you do?
Right. So let's see here. Let's see here the toast of the Rashi. Rashi's in Ksubos, Chas Amun Aleph. I just want to look at him and see if there's anything there. Anything more there than we have. Good to see. I don't think it lets me pause the video while I'm on screen share. Oh, wait, there's pause recording. Okay, so this is Rashi on Chas Amun Aleph. Okay? So it's basically, it's the Rashi's, let me just read a teeny bit at the beginning. It starts on Zayin Amud Beis. So it says, Ma'imach Amar Biura. So he says, the Rashi at the bottom, he says, Nira Be'enai Seder Bracho Shinisteru Aleske Azivog Eino Ela Me'asher Yatzar Ve'elach. So the brachos that are related to the Zivog, to the wedding, really start from Bracho number 4. Asher Yatzar Ve'elach. Okay. She'osu Bracho Maskal Sadabra Vishneyam. That's talking about both of them. Asher Yatzar Mitzalmo, the son of the Niso, he made man. V'hiskinom yimen a binyan adar, and he made from him a binyan adar, which is Tava. Right? So that's what he meant, both of them. Asher Yatzar Mitzalmo, v'zachar, v'hiskinom yimen a binyan adar, in a keva. Right? That's talking about making Adam and then making the keva from the Adam. Right? And then so says the fisha nutrich and mahalo zechor nishleim al roshim chaseinu, shnerdev ashen echiki. So Tosis is talking about we should wear davening for the Beis Hamikdash. Yerushalayim, because that's part of the talking about the joy of the Zivug. We have to mention that. And all that. Shabbat is about the simcha for all of Klal Yisrael. Right. But Lefisha Seder Masna Asher Yotzar, but since the Seder begins with Asher Yotzar, that one, since basically he's saying is the real Seder of Brachos about the wedding, really begins with Asher Yotzar. Lefikaf Pasach Bava Baruch. Lechosam Baruch. Derech Kol Rosh Yisrael Brachos. So that's really Rashi's claiming is the beginning of the Seder of Brachos, of what we call Sheva Brachos, really is Brachos 1. And that's why it starts with the Baruch, because it's really the first bracha of the official brachos on the wedding, on the zivug. It says tosis, it's a meh to samach. Right, what about those? Mishim smucha l'chaber, tov lo pozo wa barach. Right, they don't have to start. 5 and 6 don't have to start with the barach. Shekein tignu l'chal brachos v'shmuchos achar harishon asal seder. Because that's the way they set up for all brachos that go after the first one, al haseder. Okay, and they were relying on the first one. And the last one, since it's set alone, it's not called smucha. So it has to begin and end with the baruch. But bracha number two, she's basically saying is, what's that second bracha? It's really because the Am is gathering to give chesed. Give chesed to the chesed and kala. As a zecher for the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Adam Arishon, right? With Adam Arishon. That he was a shushvin at Adam Rishon's wedding, like he prepared chava for Adam. So it's a zecher for this chesed that Hashem did for Adam Rishon. So that's what the Am is doing that also. They're like, ma'af onto them, you let me discuss Baruch Hu. And they're being a zechel and kala. Right? So, fine. So that's kava. So then them gathering is like kava shemayim, because they're emulating me discuss Baruch Hu. Ubracha zu, l'kach niskina. So that bracha was set up, shakal bar l'chvodo, that everyone's great for his kavod, and this gathering is really kavod shemayim, that we're emulating that midas Hashem. U'mashas asifa yirul varech, and therefore you really are fitting to make a bracha, right when they gather, right from the moment they gathered, right when everyone's gathered together. Ela mikivan sheyesh bracha alakos, but since there's a bracha alakos later, is kikul asajah alav. So therefore, they were forced to basically to misader it on the coast. Midi havi brachas b'samim, brachas alor, motzei Shabbos, right? Like b'samim and bor mariyesh on motzei Shabbos. They're not really part of the Abdallah proper. They're just brachas of motzei Shabbos. But since we have a coast, so it's a kiyum to put it all on the coast, right? Kedamin on Rebbe Mefazran, rechozer sojourn on the coast. Rebbe Chia Mechanson. All the Yeshisham goes, right? So that's the question. Do you put them on the coast? Do you not put them on the coast? Rabbi even helped to separate them off the coast, right? Okay, so basically he's saying is, so intrinsically that it doesn't really belong as part of the Seder. It really should have said earlier. But in order for it all to be on the coast, we put it together. So since it's not intrinsically part of the Seder Brachos on the Zivug, but Kul Hodah, as it's one Hodah, no chasma v'barach. We didn't have a chasima v'barach. We did have a bracha of peres mitzvos, just like a bracha of peres mitzvos doesn't have a bracha but end of a barach. Right. So that's what he's saying is that bracha isn't really intrinsic part of the seder. So they just set it up as like a short bracha, and that's it. V'chein brachas yotzer adam she'tiknu li'tzir rishona. Also a bracha of yotzer adam. Bracha number 3. She'avach rishona shel adam rishon kedal kamon. Right, that was set up referencing the first creation of Adam. Ilman Damar Shnei Tziros Abi. According to the Shita holder, two Yitziros. Right, first he made Adam, and then Adam Chalei Chava. Ilman Damar Shnei Tziros Olam Machshava Ubas Machshava Zin. Or according to the Shita holds that he had in mind, so to speak, to create two Yitziros, and he ended up only creating one. But the bracha goes by what he had in mind. But the point is that the bracha 4 is the bracha on the Zivag on Adam Rishon. Adam and Chava. A bracha 3 is first a bracha on Adam alone. Right? We call Malcolm in the Messiah that a bracha of Zivug. It's not really related to the bracha of Zivug. Because in that first bracha, the first creation, Yotzer Adam, there was no Nekeva. Right? So he says, then why are you mentioning it? You're just talking about praise Hashem created Adam or Rishon, nothing to do with Chava, then why are you mentioning it here? So Mitosha and Mavarchan, because since we're making a bracha, Shevach, at the second creation, Tiknaf al Rishona, we also make a Shevach on the first one, Adam, Shehi Iker Vitzdasa, because that's the Iker, and that's the beginning. Right? Okay, that's it. So, interesting, right? So, a kol bar l'chvodo has nothing really to do with the wedding per se. It's just that the wedding is a hechitimtza. It's an instance of everybody copying me, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a kol shemayim. And we're all honoring, we're all helping out being the dunga machlech yos chasadim to the chas agala. And the big gathering for that purpose is the Kvod Shemayim. So that's what we say, Kvod Shemayim Chodah. It really didn't have to be part of the Seder. It really would have been earlier. It just wanted to be on the coast. And he's saying, those are Adam also. Really doesn't belong here. It's not about weddings. It's about creating man. It's only here because, look, once you're talking about creating man and woman, you start off with the intro. Right? But, I mean, to me, the big problem of the whole thing is, bottom line is, it's all one Seder of Brachos. I mean, like you see, you're doing it all on the coast. So it is set up as one Seder of Brachos. At the end of the day, so I mean, you have all the story about why, no, not really, whatever, but I mean, bottom line is, it's one Seder of Brachos. So why not do it? Right? Why not just do it as one Seder of Brachos? Just do it. Like, what's Rashi's whole story, you know? Giving all the stories that, that's not really... Really, it's not really one Seder. And therefore, it's not a Smichel Chavartas. Right? Like, presumably, the Tosos would say, really, they are Smichos. They are Smichos. The only thing is, they're short. And since they're short brachos, even if they're Smichos, what are you going to do? Right? But Rashi seems to be learning that they're not really considered Smicha. But why not? Right? That's the problem. Yeah, Ken's mentioning is that Rashi says, Tosa sounded like, look, since the last bracha is sometimes on its own, and then when it's on its own, you need to say Baruch, so like, low plug. But Rashi says it in Exuvus a little bit, he says, I just lost it again. Asher Yotzer, Shabara never sechidus barovi meyamishta. It's normally said bechidus kashein shampan chadashas. The figach ainam and asmuchas. It's not from the smuchas. But you have to start end of the baruch. What does he mean by that? It's not min hasmuchas. But I think it's in line with Tosa. I think he just means that, like, smuchas, like, every bracha has to be categorized. Is it a bracha smuchas or not? It doesn't go by, are you doing it samach or not? You have to be misake in a bracha. And you have to say, is this bracha called a smucha? In a smucha, so is it not in a smucha? And since the majority of the times, it really is not smucha, so therefore it's not considered as a bracha, which is from the smuchas. So even when you happen to do it that way, but it doesn't go by how you're doing it. You have to, like, define what are the tzuros of brachos. Because I'll have to be misake in the tzuros of bracha. And they have to know what class does it belong to. Does it belong to the class of smichos? Does it not belong to the class of smichos? Right? I guess this Tosa is saying different than that. Tosa is saying is, look, sometimes you do it on its own. Right? Sometimes you do it on its own. 1 second.
Tosos wouldn't care about Rov.
Right. He says, you know, so, I know. He's quoting Rashi, though. Arguably, he's just giving a short version. He's just saying it's basically you say it alone when there's no Pan Chadashos. But you're right, he doesn't mention Rov. It just be, you're right, it could be just like, according to Torah Rashi, it kind of sounds like, let's say we're majority the other way. And maybe you define it as a smucha. And sometimes you don't get to say Baruch. Okay. So be it. So you don't have Baruch once in a while. Whereas it sounds from Tosis is, look, since once in a while, you need the Baruch, so therefore you have to always do the Baruch. Right? From Rashi, it almost sounds like it goes by Rav. Yeah, I think we're going to get to that later, actually. I think there's another part of when Tosafot says a theory like that. If you ever, ever need it to have a baruch, then it always has it. I think Tosafot is talking along with his shita. But Rashi sounds like he's saying it goes by Rav. You have to define this bracha. Is it a bracha smucha? Is it not a bracha smucha? And you define it based on Rav. Right? Yeah. Okay, so what's the question? So what's bothersome to me, though, is, so what is Rashi's theory? I mean, it's machlokas, I guess. But according to Rashi, he's saying this whole thing, these aren't really considered smucha, because the reason why you're doing them is really for, like, different reasons. Right? But arguably, Tosas is going to say, oh, I don't care. Whatever. The bottom line is, you're doing them together. You're doing them all on one coast. You have to say the brachas. Right?
It sounds like Rashi's maintaining that if...
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I think Ken's saying good. That... There's a difference between brachos, which are intrinsically like a seder of brachos, that there's like a sequence of brachos, versus brachos that happen to be said in order, but you almost might say like the gavra happens to do them in order. But they're not intrinsically, as chafetzos, they're not intrinsically of a seder habrachos, right? But you always do them together, right? So, I don't know, I'm not sure if that's the way to say it. But the point is that the brachos haziva, Rashi is developing this idea, they're brachos haziva. That's kind of the idea. Sheva brachos is there's a series of brachos that you say for a wedding. And the brachos you say for a wedding are four, right? Talking about other and chava, and so on and so forth, right? And the other ones are not really for the wedding proper. The wedding just look, it reminds us of me that's Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you say, and we really are going to say Shevach that Hashem made other and chava, which is relevant to the wedding. But since Hashem, before he made other and chava, he made Adam, there's a more basic Shevach to give. So it's like a preamble. We don't just start off with Shevach number two. We start off as an intro to Shevach one. But Shevach one, it's not part of the Seder of Brachos about the wedding. On the contrary, it's just that you can't begin by giving Shevach for making Adam and Chava when you don't first begin by making Shevach for making Adam in the first place. It's basically Tzemel Lekem, right? So it's like a necessary precondition, if you will, prerequisite. But the Seder of Brachos, conceptually, the Seder of Brachos begins with the Bracha number four. And according to Rashi, the idea of Brachos Mechel Chavrata doesn't just mean because you put them together, but it's that when there's a Seder of Brachos, then the Bracha of the beginning one counts for all the other ones. Right? When there's a Seder of Brachos, the Bracha before, the whole thing, it counts for the Seder as a whole. The Baruch at the beginning of a Seder counts on behalf of all of them. And if you remember, that was Rashi Shita, was that it's the original Baruch which counts for the whole Seder. So he's saying, is why? Because he's saying is when you have a Seder of Brachos, so the original Baruch basically is the intro to the Seder. But intro to Seder has to be intrinsically a Seder. It can't just be Brachos that happen to come together. And even if you put them all akos, okay, that's true, because since you are doing them all, there's a kiyum for them to be on a ghost. But it doesn't make it still conceptually one Seder. It's like practically one Seder. It's done as one Seder a la ghost. But conceptually, the brachos aren't one Seder brachos. Conceptually, there are four brachos. That's the Seder. But the other ones are really just lopped out at the beginning and introduced with the ghost because, hey, it's good to do with the ghost. Right? It's good to do with the ghost. It's a kiyum and padding on a coast. But intrinsically, there's no connection. It's not, the four are the brachos on Ziva. The first three are not. Right? But Tosas doesn't seem to care about that. Those are just seems to be, look, bottom line is, if you just said Baruch, you don't need to say Baruch again. And if you remember, maybe it's Lashitaso, because Tosus's theory is that when you have a Seder Brachos, it's not the original Baruch which counts, but it's the prior Baruch. We said it's like the every Chafsa of Baruch needs a Baruch in it, and the Baruch which is just prior to it could count, because you just said Baruch. So maybe Tosus is saying is that what's necessary isn't that they're intrinsically one conceptual Seder Brachos, but the fact that you're doing them in sequence, in the Tziruf, a la Kos, for example, on one Kos, is sufficient that the Baruch of the previous Bracha will count for this Bracha. It's not necessary for them to be conceptually Mitzurafim into one unit of Brachos, as much as practically you're coming off of the heels of Baruch. The Gavra is coming off of the heels of Baruch. Right? You're coming off of the heels of Baruch, and therefore you have to do it. Right? So if that's the case, then you are coming off the heels of Baruch in all of them in 1, 2, and 3, right? And 4, right? So he doesn't buy Rashi's answer that they're not smuchos. What do you mean? They are smuchos. They are smuchos. You're doing them as smuchos, right? So therefore, Tosus has to come up with a different reason. They are smuchos. However, since they're short brachos, you don't have a choice. It's a short brachos. You don't have a choice. You have to do them. Right? But Rashi is learning that no, smuchos, to orot to pata you, it has to be conceptually one seder bracha, seder brachos, and that only works when they're conceptually unified. Not going to work in a case like this where they're conceptually independent, just happen to be locked together. Right? That seems to be the machlokas. And arguably, I'm not sure if it has to be, but arguably it's l'shitasam about whether or not it's the Baruch at the beginning, which works, because that Baruch is on the whole Seder Brachos, or is it the Baruch at the end, which is basically just going by the physical tziruf of the Baruch to the Bracha, and as long as there's a tziruf, there's always a tziruf, then it doesn't matter whether it's conceptually hooked or not. The point is, that Bracha, the Baruch, just came a second ago, so you don't say Baruch again. Right? Now, it still leaves us with the problem is that what in the world was Rashi thinking of? Because even if you want to say that they are smucha, what's the question? You have to say Baruch Hashem Kelechem Yetzer Adam. You can't just leave out that. So that's a problem. Maybe we'll take that up next time. But that's a problem.